Hey there, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That entertainment purposes only host is Ben Noble.
And that introduction host is Brian. And love is in the air.
It's Valentine's week. It's probably like the most holy of holidays, right?
Yeah.
When I rank, is it a church holiday? It's St. Valentine's Day.
But I don't think anybody, there's no midnight mass.
I wouldn't
Should
know.
There be?
Yeah, maybe it could be like a midnight singles mass where at midnight on the 13th, you go in and then you find somebody to hang out with all through the 14th. And that
I like that.
That is blessed by St. Valentine. I think that's how it works. I think or it's how it should work.
It's anyway. Like speed dating, but mass.
So anyway, what do we do here, Ben?
Well, we help people find love in a different way than going to church.
So call in now. We are playing the soft rock hits of the 80s and 90s.
Ooh.
And we're taking your dedications on the air.
That's one thing that we do.
Yeah.
And while we wait for the calls to come in.
Let's read some tarot cards.
Let's do that.
But let's do it in a very specific way.
Okay. What if that way that we did it was thus? We drew three cards, and then in the order that we drew them, they would indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
I think that would be lovely.
Okay, so we'll do that then. And then after that, perhaps we'll do a card of the week. And then should we just leave?
We can't leave without giving them what they came for.
The outro?
The outro.
Okay, so we'll do the outro. And then hopefully by the end of all that, you, lonely single, will have found love.
Good luck.
The clock is ticking.
Ben, would you like to hold my hand as we walk into Queerance Corner together?
Yes.
All right.
Ugh, right. Very clammy.
Yes. Sorry. It's a weird temperature up here in the attic.
Yeah. Musty.
So, yeah, I feel like we really bolted into this, but here we are in Queerance Corner.
You feel like we bolted after a long discussion about like dating people at church at St. Valentine's Day Mass?
Oh, what about, so if it's just a church holiday, it's not a federal holiday.
No.
Nobody gets off work for it.
No.
Except the Nikko Wafers people. I mean, and that's kind of sad.
Those are the people that make the candy hearts?
Yeah. But they'll be back into work next year.
Some configuration of them. So if Valentine's Day is about St. Valentine,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's Christmas. A lot of people celebrate Christmas that aren't
right.
Christian. Is that kind of what, like, it's not just for Christians.
I don't know, because I feel like it's not, that's what I was kind of going to talk about first, was it's not really a church holiday, even though it's St. Valentine's.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's a very holy day at all. No. I mean, the holiest of holidays, of course, but I don't feel like it's treated in a very holy way.
In the way that would dignify, that's worthy of its respect.
Yeah, like at Christmas, nobody's like, bring in your date. We got a prefix menu.
All right.
That's the end of that bit.
We've done. And now we're going to read a question from a lull.
Yeah. And since I am not allowed to be successful in life or love or anything, mm-hmm. I decided that this week we're going to read from the Book of Shadows. Yeah, and so the Book of Shadows is two decks.
Okay.
So we're using one for this portion, and then we're going to use the other deck for the next portion.
Oh, okay.
So that I don't have to lug this box around much longer.
Okay. Are you trying to get rid of it?
No, but just like I don't want to have this giant box on my desk every time we record.
Sure.
Or two separate times. Man, I really do a lot to save myself no work, don't I?
Yeah. You also have a very large desk.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to use the Book of Shadows tarot.
How romantic.
Because that's my life.
But it sounds like it's two decks. It sounds like a pair of decks.
Aww,
bonded together.
You did it.
So even unintentionally, you've found romance.
I've found two more things that have found their matches that I have yet to find.
One day. Maybe if you go to church tonight.
We'll see. So this week, our question comes from Mila. And Mila is from
California. And Mila,
the most romantic state, probably. California's for lovers.
I think that's Virginia.
Also for lovers. I used to live there.
From coast to coast.
Yep, from coast to coast. All the states individually are for lovers. And I guess paired up or in throuples or whatever.
Whatever.
The states are down to party.
The states aren't going to judge.
Well, just some of the states might.
All right. Well, here's Mila. She's from California. And she says, in the simplest words, I'm in love.
Aw.
His name is Aiden. He's really smart, sweet, loves dogs, and wants to go into law. And here comes the plot twist. But he has a girlfriend.
Record scratch.
Nope, that was like a creaky haunted door. That was a ghost.
And his girlfriend is a ghost.
Oh, no!
Wait, I think we're going off the rails here.
This is a Halloween episode. But even though there... it's... wait, before I continue, that's like The Nightmare Before Christmas 2, Valentine's Day. The Nightmare Before Valentine's Day.
Who do they capture, though? St. Valentine?
St. Valentine.
I don't know what St. Valentine did. Did he talk through a wall? Was that a thing? Like he had somebody that he loved on the other side of a wall?
Oh.
And like, I don't know, poked a little hole so he could talk through a little hole, or maybe he pushed little notes through there, or maybe he just threw notes over the top of it.
I think so.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Well, that's disheartening that, I got it right.
Anyway, another great idea that's just floating out there now, Night Before Christmas 2, St. Valentine's, and then the mass can't be had because St. Valentine's not there to do the ministering.
He's trapped behind a wall.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He can't get through.
And he's just throwing notes and throwing notes, but Jack Skellington is catching the notes and eating them.
Yeah. Back to the question.
Tim Burton, give us a call. I think we've got some real gold here.
But even though there is so much that separates us socially, I can't help but feel happy when I'm with him. He's so much smarter than me, but treats me as an intellectual equal, and I can seem to relate to him well. I'd like to know if I'm wasting my time, and if there is a possibility he has feelings for me. I'd like to get some advice, please. You're the best. Thanks.
That was a good question. Can you repeat the last part?
You are the best. You are the best?
That is a good question. Okay,
well, thank you, Mila.
Mila, thanks for sending in your Valentine's-themed question.
Yeah.
I think you probably... they're probably married by now. Like, the question came
the
in
two of them?
A little bit ago.
Oh, okay.
But we're still going to answer it, and thank you for letting us use it on our Valentine's Day episode. So, as promised, from the Book of Shadows, Tarot. That sounds really dark, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Creak!
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's perfect for our Nightmare Before Valentine's Day.
We are using the Book of Shadows Tarot as above. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't the real Nightmare Before Valentine's Day not having a date?
It is for me. But even when I was... active in the human world, I wasn't a huge fan of Valentine's Day.
No, I'm not either.
And not for like typical like meh reasons. Like I don't want
like
to
about, like you're about everything else.
Yeah, it wasn't just like grumpy Brian reasons. It was just I like to give gifts when I like to give gifts, and like if I see something and I think about you, then I get a gift, and I'm like, you should do sweet things all the time.
You should be mine all the time.
If you're just grudgingly doing it one day a year, like. Get out of there. Come on.
It's also everything is expensive for no reason. You have to buy cards and whatever. It's made up.
Yeah. Like the made up Hallmark holiday. I also believe that, but I try not to like tout that as the reason that I don't do it because that's like the grumpy.
Oh, that's my reason.
I don't want to do nice things for the person that I'm with.
Yeah.
Reason.
I do nice things every day.
Yeah. That's you got to do that's nice things every day. But then on the 14th, you just do your normal nice things and now you're a villain. Because you
that's why on the 14th I disappear.
Who's a villain now?
It's a reverse Valentine's Day. It's like, here's what happens when I'm not around.
Oh, yeah. It's like, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
You're like, now picture the world without me.
Exactly.
And then you'll appreciate me more when I save the savings and loan.
Exactly. Well, hope my wife wasn't listening to this podcast.
All right. So here we go. This is the Book of Shadows Tarot as above.
Okay. What if they get different ratings?
That's fine.
Are they from the same person?
They are. Barbara Moore.
Barbara Moore. I wonder if she's found love.
Probably. She's published at least two successful tarot decks.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. This tarot. I don't know what that says. These cards aren't real. Maybor.
This is going to be interesting.
Yule has made an appearance.
Keep going. Maybe we'll find Valentine's Day.
Okay. I haven't found it yet. But what I have found is a deck that has fantasy themes. You know, you have fantastic people here, like wizards and people with horns and such.
In the As Above deck, no.
This Are you reading?
I'm trying, but the sentence doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
The As Above tarot deck shows the universal face of the Book of Shadows, focusing on Wiccan beliefs, teachings, and the universe.
Okay.
So that's where we are there.
Well, in our four suits, We have water, which is cups, which is a lot of water. Earth is gnomes, is the theme of that. Fire looks like gods, like Greek gods. And then air is like fairies.
That makes sense. What was water?
Just water.
Okay.
It's just like people.
Chilling out by the water?
With water.
Just people at the beach.
Oh, no, wait. It appears as though this is like that other deck where there was like red fairies and blue fairies.
Yeah.
This, but water is also blue fairies and air is blue fairies.
Okay. So.
3 stars.
Hopefully we don't get those mixed up. And just to restate Mila's question, in the simplest words, I'm in love. His name is Aiden. He's really smart, sweet, loves dogs, and wants to go into law, but he has a girlfriend. Even though there's so much that separates us socially, I can't help but feel happy when with him. He's so much smarter than me, but treats me as an intellectual equal, and I can seem to relate to him well. I'd like to know if I'm wasting my time, and if there's a possibility he has feelings for me. I'd like some advice, please. You're the best.
Maybe your inability to read is why you haven't found love. Because like maybe somebody gave you one of those candy hearts that said, be mine, but you didn't know what it said.
And I was just like, nom, 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 yeah, nom. This tastes like soap.
Yeah, exactly. And then you missed out on a chance at romance.
Well, if you ever gave me a candy heart and I just cruelly ate it in front of you and then cried as I walked away, I did not understand what you meant. So please present me with another candy heart and tell me what it says.
Baby, come back. All right, here we go. To answer a question, flip.
4 of fire.
All right, here we have a Spartan warrior, basically, and there's Mars behind him. Probably Ares, the god of war.
And that has... That,
that has nothing to do...
The 4 of wands.
With the 4 of wands.
Yeah. So, do we do it based on the 4 of wands that we know, or do we do it based on...
This?
This. I say we do it based on this.
Okay, well, start talking.
All right, well... This warrior is upset, grizzled, standing in front of the planet. And there's 4...
Salamanders.
Salamanders.
Fire.
Just like chilling on the ground in front of him. Mm-hmm. And I think this warrior has just come back from a hard battle.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a real 7 or 9 of fire.
Feeling?
Vibe from this.
Okay.
Not that, because a normal one is a wedding.
Yeah.
This does not have that feel at all.
No.
Should I look at the book? I feel like that's...
I think you have to.
Okay. I'm going to look at the book. Okay.
I'm glad that we could have a podcast where we are the experts and then we just read from a book.
Yeah. There's a portion of this podcast where reading from the book is actually a part of the show.
That's true. Now it's just the whole show.
This is not that portion. Okay. Mars is a warrior known for bravery and action.
Called it.
This god may very well be the most literal representation of fire in this suit, for he is moved to swift action by fiery passion.
Sounds like the 8 of Wands.
All right, I'm not going to read anymore.
Okay, you've gotten a taste of what you need?
Yeah, moved to swift action by fiery passion.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it is like the 8 of Wands, but like the 8 of Wands that you put into play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just things are moving,
mm-hmm.
it's you started things moving. So that's what we have in the recent past.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
You're satisfied with that?
I don't know that I'm not happy or satisfied, but it's Valentine's Day, so that's my lot in life.
All right.
So let's just keep moving.
We'll keep moving. We'll make it make sense eventually. Flip. The Maiden of Water.
The Maiden of Water.
I'm unsure what part of the suit that is. Check the book. Is it the page?
No, it's the knight.
Okay.
Because we have the elemental is the page, and then the maiden, mother, and crone.
Okay. So we have the maiden. The Maiden of Water. So it's a woman. She's standing in the ocean and sort of like, oh, maybe. I'm not sure what's happening. But there's a dolphin jumping behind her, but it looks as though it's like within her arms. Like, yeah.
So if a fish coming out of a cup mm-hmm. is gossipy...
A dolphin
leaping between your arms is the good tea.
What's that mean? The good tea?
Like really good gossip.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that before.
Now
it does. It's now on the show.
I'm deadly afraid that I am misquoting young people.
Well, please at Brian.
I'm old now. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah. Okay. So the Maiden of Water, aka the Knight of Cups, that's the card about... Like romance. The Knight of Cups is a very romantic individual.
Yeah, it is like rushing in on a white horse a lot of times.
Yeah.
Not this one here. It's a woman standing in water with a dolphin.
Dolphin, horse. Dolphins are really the horses of the sea, are they not?
Unless you count seahorses.
Great point. Okay, the Knight of Cups, the Maiden of Water, is one to like rush into love in a very romantic and sweet way.
But it could also be a very shallow way.
How so?
Because it's very much the lusty beginnings of a relationship. It's very much how I feel in the moment.
Okay.
Is how I'm going to feel forever.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know this, but sometimes you feel differently from moment to moment.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're getting somewhere, and I'm going to flip over the last card, and then we're going to sort of just look at everything.
Okay.
Flip another water card, the Six of Cups, aka Nostalgia.
All right. Well, what we have here is
a four-armed person playing a sitar, sitting on a swan's back.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a lotus flower.
Oh, yeah. But it's also
and
a
the swan is
the
back
swan's
there.
Behind.
Yeah. And this, according to the book, is Sarasvati, a Hindu goddess,
okay,
who gave people language, science, math, and the arts, including music, dancing, and poetry. There's a
what
lot.
What didn't
more.
She do?
I don't know. This thing goes on for a while. But the Six of Water here, instead of being
about nostalgia,
is about wisdom and culture.
Okay.
Oh, look at those little blue fairies you were talking about.
There they are. They've made an appearance.
I didn't even see them on there. Oh, and there's a peacock.
Yep.
Yeah.
So wisdom and culture.
Yeah. Man, this is a hard deck.
This is a really hard deck. Throw it away. Start over. So we've gone from the beginning, which is fire, to water, which is emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of this spread that we have, I see an evolution of Mila's journey.
Mm-hmm.
So the past is all about this like fiery passion, swiftness in action, a feeling like when you are first starting to like somebody,
mm-hmm.
you have those emotions inside of you. And then you described our Maiden of Water as someone potentially who is focused on love, like in the moment, in the present, in a perhaps a shallow way, but perhaps a deeper way. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who wants to, you know, all knights as all knights want to like rush into things. This is somebody who wants to rush into things, which matches up pretty well with our description of the fire god.
Right.
And then we have the sort of like wisdom and culture person. This person, even in the image, the like goddess that's depicted here, looks like she has sort of evolved beyond first impressions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And with the wisdom and culture part of it, mm-hmm. I think that is kind of a stark contrast to the Maiden of Water, the Knight of Cups,
mm-hmm.
because they've taken the time to see what that next emotion is and what the next emotion is.
Yeah.
And they've grown into being comfortable with themselves first.
Yes.
And then maybe at some point they can circle back around to see about being Mars with this new self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great, yeah, that's it.
So what are we telling Mila here? Her questions at the bottom of it are, am I wasting my time? Is there a possibility he has feelings for me?
Yes.
You're the best.
That what was that last part?
I'm not a very good reader,
no,
but
you're
I think
not.
It says you are the best.
Aww. All right. So I feel like the answer is like, are you wasting your time? Is there a possibility? Sure. Like there's a possibility, but I think right now the focus should be on, I mean, even these cards, the focus is all about you, the person, not him. So, you know, like the
yeah,
fire
true.
God there is like solitary. The Maiden of Water is by herself, well, with the dolphin, but by herself in the water.
Just getting that gossip.
And then the wisdom and culture goddess is by herself with the swan and the peacock.
And all those fairies.
And all those fairies, but those don't count. So, like, there's other cards in this deck where there are people with other people. But this is all very much focused on like a solitary individual. And so I think this is a journey that you are on right now, Mila, and you need to sort of, you know, sit with these feelings. Not easy when you have feelings for somebody to mm-hmm. just like not think about them or put those feelings away. But I think it's okay to have those feelings and feel those feelings. It sounds like at the moment, you know, he's with somebody else and it's not your job to like break them up or anything.
Right.
But just let that play out. And in the meantime, while that's going on, work on what's interesting to you, you know, like discover these like passions that you have. Even this Six of Water goddess, she's got her sitar. She's holding a book. She's got a fairy and some beads. Like, she has her own interests. She has four arms. She has a lot going on. And so develop those arms of yourself, and then perhaps, as Brian said, circle back to this, and maybe the situation will, you will have evolved, and the situation will have evolved, and maybe there is a possibility.
I think that's well said, Ben.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, I hope that helped, Mila. Happy Valentine's Day, I guess.
You are the best.
Anybody that sends in something that tells us we're the best, we're going to read it on the air.
Life hack.
I guess.
We're out of here.
Sorry that deck was so difficult, Mila.
It was. We came up with a whole new world of tarot.
But thank you for joining us on the journey. All right, we're back.
And now we're gone to Card of the Week. It's like a sign, gone fishing, gone Card of the Weeking.
All right, here we are, Card of the Week. And this week we are using the Book of Shadows tarot.
Oh, good.
So below.
Oh, good. Hand over the deck and let's see what we can discover.
Yeah. Well, one of our lols, Kaylin, has been dying for us to do this deck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, since I got it.
So okay.
It's very exciting for her. Very difficult for us.
Yeah. Did she want us to do it so that we would be stumped and look like fools?
I don't know. Maybe Kaylin runs another tarot podcast and she's trying to tank us.
Screech!
That is not very Valentine's-y of you.
No. All right, this deck looks like it's by a completely different person.
Well, there's six artists that did the two decks, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But this, the So Below deck, shows the human face of the Book of Shadows, focusing on the day-to-day experiences.
But what is the Book of Shadows? You don't need to really look it up. Okay, so this deck has a much more sketch feel to it, and the situations on it, like the other one was all gods and goddesses and ethereal stuff. And as you said, this is more day-to-day stuff in that, like, here's a teacher in art class, and then here's a woman cooking, and here's someone in the woods, and there's gnomes in the trees that she doesn't see. Normal stuff, you know?
Yeah, this looks a lot like a tarot deck that we would recognize.
Yeah, I like this deck a lot more. 4 stars.
4 stars. And what'd the other one get? 3 stars?
3 stars.
The half of the book that's dedicated to these cards is also organized in a different fashion, and it is a way that seems much easier to navigate. Like, it's the whole So Below aspect of the As Above, So Below is just more accessible to me.
Maybe that's because human everyday stuff is more accessible to you than gods.
Maybe, yeah. Because I'm not a Wiccan. And so, I hope what we're saying isn't offensive to Wiccans.
I don't know.
I'm sure the Book of Shadows is something very important.
And it's a real thing.
I'm not trying to downplay that.
I didn't realize it was a real thing.
I didn't either. But
here we are.
Here we are.
Let's do the card of the week.
Let's do it. Let's get out of this dicey situation and into another.
Flip the 9 of Cups. And it
more is... More cups. Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, it's a woman. It's her birthday. She's blowing out candles on a cake. She has some friends there drinking wine. And there are some fairies.
Good. I'm glad there's fairies there.
As there should be.
In the Little White Book, it says, 9 of Cups. One of the first acts of magic every child learns is to make a wish when they blow out their birthday candles. This birthday girl seems to already have her wish based on the happy and heartfelt companions around her. Divinatory meaning, or keywords to the layperson. Material, emotional, and physical well-being. The traditional wish card.
Okay.
So
make a wish.
I think this week, this Valentine's week, make a wish and it'll come true. Why not?
Why not? Through the power of St. Valentine.
Yeah. If you can get St. Valentine to drill a hole in the wall that's separating you from your wish and poke a little note through that hole to the other side, and a dolphin doesn't catch it, then your wish will come true.
All right. That was card of the week. And this is the outro.
Oh, already?
Already. Just like that.
Thank you, Mila, for sending in your question this week.
Thank you, Mila, and thank you to all of the other lols who tuned in. And now, a moment of silence for the lost lols. All right.
All right, where can they find us, Ben?
Well, they can find us at amateurtarot.com. It's a website where you can ask us questions and also look at pictures of this deck. So you can judge for yourself.
Yeah, so you can maybe not be so angry at us for not understanding what the cards mean.
Yeah. We also have a phone number, 314-325-6047. Operators are standing by to take your questions. And if you call now, I will give you one of those like cootie catcher fortune teller things that you made in middle school.
Oh, cool. Yeah, if you call within the next 10 minutes of us recording this episode, you get a cootie catcher.
Yep. On Valentine's Day, you certainly would like to catch cooties in the cootie catcher and not on your bean.
Always practice safe cootie catching, whatever you're doing, because there are some cooties you don't want to catch.
Once they're caught, they can't be uncaught.
Yeah.
We also are online in other places too, at Tarot Amateur on Twitter, at Amateur Tarot on Instagram, on Facebook, /Amateur Tarot is the page, and /groups/Amateur Tarot is a fun place to hang out with other people who like tarot and Harry Potter.
Yeah, Terry Potter.
Terry Potter, Harry's brother.
Yep.
He gets a short shrift. Brian, man, I'm talking a lot, but we're just rolling through it. Brian's on Twitter, at ZenIronMan. Send him your Valentine's Day wishes there.
Yeah, only heart reacts, please. Ben isn't on Twitter. Ben is on the internet at imakingallthisup.com. And he is mild-mannered Ben Noble, but then he steps into a digital phone booth and comes out with an essay as Super Ben, who turns you into a superhero as well.
Perfect. We have a Patreon.
Yeah, and so every month, Patreon members get a newsletter that has like some words from us and a new spread and I don't know what else gets in there. Just join the Patreon and then you'll find out everything that's in there.
Yeah, the show is free and it will always be free, but it's not free to make. And we really appreciate anything if you enjoy the show that you can help us out just to keep the lights on in the attic.
But also, if you want to just help us out, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything, and it helps us out a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, mighty item number 9. We're here. And this week, I want to thank trains. Because they are important. They got people across the United States 100 years ago, and they still move things today.
They continue to carry dirty boxes of things all across this great country.
Thank you, trains.
Thanks, trains. Spoiler alert, magic is real.
Whoever you're sitting next to in the pew, look to your left, look to your right.
Those people are your Valentines.
Yeah, so choose one or two.
Why choose? You're in a room full of party people.